The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. And this week in this week in comics. Really, for news, I mean, just a lot of coronavirus update stuff. Seems to be dominating everything, obviously. But I did get out to the store today. John did obviously work in his store today. We read some comics. We've got some comic talk. We had such a good time. It was nice to just forget about everything for a little bit and talk comics and have a good time. Hope you guys enjoy it. Hope everybody's staying safe. If you need a mask, grab your mask. Let's head into the store. Hey, John, how we doing? Thank you for letting me in. I've been waiting outside for like 20 minutes to get down to the minimum of, what is it in your state now?
10.
Oh, you're down to 10 as well?
10 or less, yeah.
All right, I thought you just didn't like me. I've been waiting out there, waving to you through the window.
Well, and I needed to make sure you washed your hands before you came in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Wash my hands. Everything's good. Nice to see your store's this busy that I had to wait outside. That's good.
Yeah.
Seriously, how's the store been?
Actually, surprisingly pretty decent. It's been an okay week and a half because, you know, people are home and they're out of school. Last week was spring break. So,
oh, okay.
I actually had quite a few people come in, and then this week, you know, knock on wood, because, you know, we could shut down it, you know, we could have to shut down at any time, but for right now, things are okay.
Yeah, it seems like the comic book stores are the only game in town left for entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, everything else has been shut down, and it's funny, are you doing curbside delivery, like curbside pickup? Like you'll put it outside the door?
I am offering it. I haven't had anybody take me up on it yet. But again, that's because I'm still open.
Right.
You know, people can still come in and shop. Nobody's been too scared to walk in the store.
Yeah.
But I mean, I have it offered. It's on my website and my Facebook and all that stuff. I sent an email blast out to all my customers offering it. And, you know, if the day, well, not even an if at this point. When the day comes that they tell me I have to shut down, I'll continue to offer that. So
are they saying that down there?
Well,
like,
do you think
that's going to happen? It doesn't seem that way here yet.
Well, not here yet either, but I know that a lot of states have already pulled the trigger on non-essential businesses. And
oh, that doesn't include you. You're essential.
Yeah, as much as I like to think that I don't qualify as that. I clearly do. Now, again, if that becomes the case, I'll continue to offer curbside, you know, service, and anybody that wants to get their stuff can pay over the phone and, you know, come and I'll bring their stuff out to them, but I won't be able to open the doors and have anybody come in the store.
So, right.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, they closed all the malls today. As of 6 p.m. today, all the malls have to be shut down. So, you know, it's coming. It's just a matter of time before I think we have to shut down. So, you know, so we'll see. I'm fingers crossed that we don't get there. But
yeah, yeah, it's, I know. I was actually going over that with, in a conversation today about, like, what is essential. And we're thinking, like, Walmarts and Targets will be able to stay open because they have
Walmart, Target,
they have, like,
any grocery
everything.
Store.
Yes.
Yeah, any grocery store will stay open.
But they also have clothing. If you know, they have, like, everything, right?
Yeah.
The one that I thought that could be an essential that a lot of people, that you wouldn't have thought of before, is a Best Buy. Because they have the hardware if your internet goes down, or some, which is turned out to be an essential because that's how everybody's communicating and keeping in touch with the world, you know? And it's like, it's something we used to take for granted. And now you're like, what if I lost all that? And like, what if my Wi-Fi went down or whatever the case, you know? And it's funny that a Best Buy has even reach the conversation of as an essential place. Pharmacies, grocery stores, and Best Buys.
I'm literally the only business open in my shopping center at this point. I mean, the two restaurants are open for takeout, but,
right.
You know, I mean, that's not a lot of business. The movie theater shut down and,
yep.
You know, it's just us in a chiropractor's office and, you know, there's nothing there.
Right.
The draw is the movie theater and the two restaurants. So now I'm like just living on my own. Like my foot traffic has to be self-generated because
right.
Nobody's just walking by. So,
yeah.
But like I said, it's at least as of today, we're okay. So,
yep.
But I will say, you know, since it's a little self-serving and I was going to get to it at some point anyway, so now's as good a time as any. I mean, I realize that a lot of people will start to become under financial strain.
Yeah.
But anybody that's able, please show some love to your comic stores.
Right.
Because the majority of them are not going to be able to survive a prolonged shutdown. So anything you can do to pick up your pull lists to, you know, I've had customers coming in and buying gift cards just to hold on to, you know,
yeah.
just to give me, you know, a little bit of influx of cash. So if you can get to your, again, you know, your rent and your food obviously come first,
yeah.
but you know, these, a lot of stores and, you know, I say comic stores because that's what I do. You know, any small business, do what you can to show them some love, but please don't have comic book stores ordering you product that you have no intention of coming to pick up.
Yeah. It's so, well, the sad thing is if this goes too long, the store might not be there for you to pick your stuff. Like, even if you say,
well, exactly.
I'll just wait until this is over and go get my right. stuff, the store might not be there. And that's going to be the shame on how long this thing lasts. If it lasts too long and people lose their businesses,
right.
and it's,
well, and the
whether
other
it's
thing
comics
too,
or anything.
Even if you're afraid to leave your house at this point, which I know there are some people, not most people are not, but a lot of people are, you know, I'll hold your stuff. Just pay for it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Call me, you know, call me over the phone, do whatever. I'll take your payment and I'll hold your stuff until you're ready to come and get it. I mean, I know most people don't like to pay for stuff that they're not getting immediately, but it might make the difference of whether you ever get it or not because,
right.
You know. There's some stores that just won't be able to recover. So, you know, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse because there's certainly more than just one industry that's going to be affected. But, you know, like I said,
well,
show some love to small businesses because, you know, Walmart and Target, even if they had to close, they'll survive. You know, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But
it's tough on the employees,
your,
but the company
it is.
Itself is,
yeah,
would
but,
be okay.
But most of your small businesses can't weather a
prolonged
shutdown.
Yeah.
So. I mean, even I, you know, again, not to get too personal, but I'm sure you're you're not doing a whole lot these days either. So,
well, actually, me personally, right now, I am very busy because I'm like trying to work my ass off so that I can get ahead of this. Because what's going to happen for me is like dealerships are still open,
right?
And they're taking sporadic, but they're not buying as much anymore because the auctions
yeah.
are closed. And that. A good percentage of my work comes from the cars they buy from auctions.
Right.
So what's going to happen for me is like my work's going to die down a week, 2 weeks from now when I'm out of work,
right.
when I've done all the work that there is to be
right.
done.
When
and they're like,
up.
We don't have any more cars for you. It's like,
yeah.
oh crap. So I'm just trying to get ahead of it so that what I'm afraid of is they are going to shut everything down and then I can't even go in and do what's there. So
right.
I've just been trying to get ahead of everything and, so far, so good, and we'll see. But on that idea, I actually had a conversation today, and it pertains to this whole idea that movie theaters are gonna, like, or I'm sorry, the movie industry is gonna start just going straight to streaming. Let's do the straight to streaming thing. And I've been putting off replying on Twitter to all of these ideas, and I'm like, because I wanted to wait for tonight. And I thought today, like talking to you, because I know your perspective of, especially in the comic industry, is that, so say Black Widow goes right to Disney Plus, which is a ridiculous idea, but even if it
yeah,
went.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
No.
I know people are asking for that, but that'll never happen.
But I'm like, in my opinion, and I've had moments in my house where I was like, my wife's like, you got to calm down. I'm like, that is so, to me, is so selfish. Because it's yeah. like, just to entertain you, there are businesses, there are employees, there are people's lives at stake for these movies
right.
to come out in the theaters. Right. And like Black Widow, even just going to rental, it's like people are like, well, I'd rather see it at home. Well, yeah, I know. But what about the theater? And what about when it finally does hit the theater? You're gonna ruin all that anticipation that's going to be squashed if you just put it out on a rental. And they're like, well, you know, I'd pay like $50. Well, that's great. But then there's no.
Right. Again, that's great for Marvel, but it's not great for AMC or Cinemark or Regal or any of those
but
places.
But in the long run, that's not good for Marvel either. Because if that was to happen and then all of a sudden they said, well, we'll just kill the entire theater industry. Well, there goes a whole line of revenue that's gone if they were to kill that industry. Everybody's like, oh, I don't care. I don't go to the movies. Well, fine. But there are a segment of people that go to the movies. And it's like, don't kill it on them. Don't kill it on the employees. And it's like, yeah, I get it. And then, you know, what they did come up with, I think, is a great idea. They're putting they're shrinking the release date down from like where we used to have to wait 3 months to get it digitally and on DVD. We're getting it earlier. That's great. Yeah. They released Skywalker like out of the blue, which was Rise of Skywalker, which was awesome.
Yeah, like two weeks early.
I actually think, no, it was supposed to be out Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. The physical comes out March 31st.
Right. And the digital
always
comes out.
Was supposed to be like the 17th. It was supposed to be yesterday, I think.
Right.
A couple
released
days early.
Like,
well, and they did Frozen 2 a couple days early on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, some of that is going to happen in the short term. Like I was reading today about Bloodshot coming to digital pretty much right away.
Right.
But that's a movie that's already in the theaters that now is going to struggle.
Right.
You
because
know,
you're not going to re-release it later.
Right. The movies that they have postponed, I don't see them doing that with as much, unless it's a smaller, like, again, Disney can afford to sit on Black Widow for 6 months if they have to. They got all the money.
Right.
But maybe like Blumhouse or somebody couldn't afford to sit on a movie. So they're going to have to do something to get some money, and I understand that. But, you know, your Universals and Disney's and all these things, you know, they can afford to wait a few months to get these movies out.
Yeah. Well, Universal's releasing, like, Invisible Man and stuff that's already had its chance in the theater, and now it's done. It's not going to be re-released in the theater.
Right.
You know, so they're actually, by putting it out digitally now, is their best opportunity to make money with a lot of these things, because people aren't going to rent them or get them 3 months from now or whatever, when we're all back to work and busy again, you know, whatever it is. So the idea that this is going to, I've heard people saying this could change the movie going experience. No.
Well, I've heard that too. I've heard that too, and
we've had direct to video for a long time.
Well, but it could be true in the sense that some of these, like, maybe a chain doesn't survive. Like, maybe Regal Theaters doesn't come out of this. You know, maybe they don't have the resources to survive. Or, you know, AMC and Cinemark are probably still going to be okay, but they're not the only theaters chains in the country.
Right.
So, you know, the landscape may be somewhat different, but I don't see, you know, I definitely don't see the death of the movie industry, you know, or the
not
theater
coming
industry
out of this.
Coming
no.
out of this. No. But, you know, but the landscape may be different when all is said and done.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how well. And even some place, you know, I say that, but even a place like Cinemark, you know, I mean, I don't know how much reserve cash they have. You know, they're a huge company, but that doesn't mean they're sitting on 6 months worth of revenue. They can afford to just be closed.
Right.
You know, so.
No,
it still takes a lot of money to keep, I don't know, 8,000 buildings going or whatever they, you know, whatever they have. So,
right. I'm trying to think of the term that I learned today, and I'm drawing a blank on it, but at the dealership, they're counting on dealerships, movie theaters, they're all counting on this. And it's that anticipation of like, when this is over, there's going to be a flood of like, you know, if you were ready to buy a car or need to buy a car, you might be waiting right now because you're not sure about your money or whatever.
Right.
But you're still going to need a car eventually. So
right.
you're going to, you know, that I think it was like pent up anticipation or whatever he called it. He had a great term for it. But like when these movies come out and we've been trapped in our houses, Black Widow is going to kill it at the box office because we're all dying to go back to the movies.
Well, providing disposable income is there. Like you said, you still a car. You still need a car. You know, I mean, you can't get around that. But you know, if I haven't been, you know, if I'm a server and I haven't been working for 3 months, you know, I got to build my reserves back up. Like I might not be able to run to the movies right away.
Right.
No. You know, and again, because that's even my fear too with the store is like even if I weather it and I don't even have to close all the way through, that doesn't mean all my customers are going to have the money to come in and pick up all their stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, it depends. You know, some companies are doing the right thing and paying people as long as they can. Other companies are not. So it just depends on everybody's situation is going to be a little different.
It's tough.
But I can imagine a lot of
restaurants and all that wait staff closed. Yeah. I mean, yeah, some restaurants are delivering. That's great for the restaurant and the drivers.
Right.
But what about the wait staff, the bartenders? All of these people are out of work that make a living at this stuff. And I know one the restaurant we go to, the girl's in the process of buying the restaurant, and she was smart enough to extend the P&S so that she bought after this was over. She's like, I didn't want to buy the restaurant and then be like, I'm an owner.
Okay, I gotta close.
I'm closed.
Yeah.
And it's like it's sad, but it's like I'm like that was such a smart move.
Yeah.
But it's. And it, I mean, obviously, with all of our new our news, it's everything.
Well, this is pretty much the news that we're doing right now,
right,
because all of our news revolves around
delayed.
The whole entertainment industry is shut down.
Right. I do have one thing to say. I'm very much looking forward to like 2021 being the year of the Tom Hanks movie. Because he's going to be the first actor that's cleared to work wherever he wants because he's done with it.
Yeah. Like, well, and Idris Elba will be right behind
him.
Yeah,
exactly. So. Be like, next year will be. I was just thinking that like yesterday. I'm like, Tom Hanks is almost done. He's going to be like, where do you want me to go? Because I'm good.
The thing is, and I don't know because I don't pay, you know, as much, you can't avoid, you know, the coronavirus news. But I don't go deep diving into it. Like, is it like the chicken pox? Like, once you get it, you can't get it again? Or
yeah, it's like the flu. It's the idea.
Okay.
It's the strand is once you've beaten that strand, you're
so
done.
So you can't. Yeah.
So like,
unless it mutates and
well, no, that's know. What. See, the coronavirus. Here we go on the Bright Side chat, giving you a little corona update. If you don't know this,
well, that's
part
what I'm
already.
Saying. I don't really know.
Oh, okay, so I'll let you know. So COVID-19 is coronavirus 2019.
Right.
It's the strand from 2019. So coronavirus has been around for a long time, but this is a new strand that's harder to, that I don't know. I don't know the details on why it's so much harder. There's a bunch of rumors, man-made, not man-made, blah, blah, blah. You can search the internet for all of that, but it's just like the flu in only more contagious.
Right.
But once you get it and you beat it, you're done. You're good.
Okay.
You're good to go. So that's the idea of why we're closing everything.
But if I had the flu this year, I could get the flu again next year.
Different strand, yes.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. Right. So unless this mutates into another strand, but for the most part, if you get it, you're done.
Right.
So I mean, at least that's the good news.
So. Yeah. So that's the idea, and that's why we're closing everything because they're trying to slow the curve because they're expecting everybody's going to get this eventually, but they want to slow it so that when somebody gets it, that like my sister is like she has lupus. This would kill her. Right. And it's funny that for anybody that saw the video that I put out of my niece and nephew that are doing the YouTube video update because they're stuck at home and they're doing this little L&L news thing. Pretty funny for me anyways, listening to them.
Yeah.
They're almost as good. Actually, they're better than us. But anyway.
It's not saying much.
Yeah, they're really good. So. But anyways, but it's funny because they're like these two little kids. Like, what are they, 12 and 9 or something like the 12 and 10. But they're two little kids, and they're like, they're just throwing the coronavirus. Like, oh, you know, it's a pain. It's a this. I know all the stuff that their mother is very nervous about.
Right.
And it's like, but it's like, they're just like, oh, it's like, but you keep that from the little kids, you know?
Oh, well, yeah.
And it's like,
of course.
And it's like, oh, you know, you could get, this is a pain in the butt. I got to stay inside. It's like, their mother is like, yeah, you got to stay inside because if you get it,
I'm going to get it. Yeah.
And that's not good. And it's like, so it is very dangerous for people, for some people, but most people, we're going to get it. And we want to slow the curve so that people like my sister don't, if they do get it, can get the care they need. And right. So that's our PSA for the day. So
yeah,
till next week. So, but yeah, still joking about it. Still having fun. So was my sister. And everybody like that. But what else we got for news? Tom Brady.
The only thing
traded.
I have. Yeah.
Well, not traded. He's gone.
I wasn't going to bring that up because a lot of people don't care about it. But
no, I think actually everybody does. Well, I think everybody does in one way or another. They love it. Or
in one way or another, yeah, right? They're either.
I think it's a riot. But
they're either glad. Well, I mean, you know, hey, like we're not sports radio, but the handwriting's been on the wall for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
I was not in the least surprised. Unfortunately, you know, I'm not happy about it, but I wasn't surprised by it. You know,
I am a little surprised about it, but
what kills me is the reactions from Kraft and Belichick acting like they're surprised. It's like, how can you be surprised?
Yeah.
Tom Brady didn't decide to leave the Patriots. He didn't walk away because he just was tired of it. He walked away because they didn't put a deal in place for him. So how can you then be surprised that he walked?
Well, in all honesty, they don't have the flexibility because they've been good for so long. They've been going after it for so long. And there are plenty of teams like where he's ending up in Tampa that have a ton of flexibility because they have. They have that money because they haven't been spending as much. And they have.
I mean, at this point, I don't feel like he's worth the deal that he's going to get.
Oh, no, no way.
You know, because, I mean, obviously there's a huge decline, but I think the respect factor, they should have just, you know, let him ride it out. You know, even if you write off a season, hell, you wrote off last season.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm actually interested in the football because it's a lot. There's a generation of fans here that don't know how valuable a win is.
I know.
They always took wins as like – wins don't count until you get to the postseason. Right. And it's like you and I grew up with like they won two this year.
Yeah, couldn't buy a win if you wanted to. So
we'd be like, so it's like
I remember the lean years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we were still Patriots fans.
Yeah. It's like,
so it'll be interesting to see
how
we'll
be back there. Yeah, we're going to be back there soon. So
I'm excited for it. It makes it interesting.
Yeah. Well, all right. So the only news I have that's not coronavirus or Tom Brady is it looks like we talked a couple weeks ago about how there was a confirmation of like additional Star Trek shows in the pipeline for CBS All Access. And it looks like one of them now is confirmed that Anson Mount and Captain Pike from season 2 of Discovery are going to get their spinoff series, which I'm really excited about because they were great characters, and I know you're not watching Discovery, but the way season 2 ended, they're pretty much not able to be on that show going forward, so I'm really happy with the idea that they're going to continue with those characters somewhere else. So,
cool. Yeah.
Now, when that's going to happen, nobody knows.
Right.
But, it is something to look forward to. And then last thing I saw, and this is actually coronavirus related still, unfortunately, but the rumor now is that most of the shows that have been shut down production now are actually not going to come back won't come back this season. So there's a lot of shows that are going to end midstream, you know, without finales.
Okay.
So like you know, CW, not that's not like, every
did they not
that's not every
filming?
Show. Well, no, they're not done filming. They're shut down. So they're going to, you know, a lot of them may not get back in time to finish out the season. So we may not get like a season finale for The Flash or something.
Right.
The one that they threw about today, which would really create a kind of a conundrum, is like Supernatural. Is they haven't filmed the finale yet.
And it's the finale finale.
And it's the finale finale. So. Like, do they come back next season for 5 episodes, or do they, like, make a TV movie and, you know, do, like, a finale later on? I don't know. It's a lot
They're
of stuff up in the air, but...
pull a 180, then go and go direct to theaters.
There you go. But
to make up for Black Widow.
Yeah, you know, and obviously first world problems, right? Like, people are dying from the virus, so whether our TV shows come back or not is not really high priority, but... it's, I guess, apparently pretty costly to shut down production and then ramp production back up again just to film like two more episodes. And right. So a lot of shows just may not do that. So it'll be kind of like the strike year where we just have like an abbreviated season that doesn't get finished out.
I've heard that comparison that this, the last thing that was this big was the strike and it set everything back. But I'd say the one thing for the strike year though, is they saw that coming.
Right. They did and they even if something was shortened, they still wrapped it up in a place where it made sense.
Right. They banked a lot of stuff for the writer's strike. Right. They did, you know, so there was some preparation. You know, not everybody's as smart as the Bright Side like us, where we have oodles and oodles of podcasts ready to go. No, we don't.
Exactly. We could shut down for a month and we'd still be okay.
Yeah, because who would miss us?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What do I have here? Delay. Oh, here's a good one. Did you happen to see on Twitter that when Westworld did their thing, so funny. I saved this on purpose. So Westworld put out a thing like this and we'll analyze your Twitter feed. And I was like, okay. So the Bright Side chat liked it and they said, all right, stand by. And they're using, who was it? Let me see. I'm trying to see who it was. Whatever it was, some algorithm that analyzes your feed. So then they get back to us at Brightside Chat. Based on your preliminary analysis of your Twitter life, some might view you as selfish and antagonistic, but those who do don't understand your past. You're eccentric, and sometimes that leads to solitude. I'm like, my reply was, this feels like it's pre-written to cover 80% of Twitter and a little less of actual analysis. I'm like,
yeah,
of anything. Like I said to my son, my son goes, well, that's kind of dead on. I go, well, it's kind of dead on for me.
Yeah.
but not the Bright Side.
Yeah. I was going to say not for DJ's feed. It would be.
Yeah. And even at that, I hardly ever do anything on that feed, but for the Bright Side, I'm like, we're like antagonistic.
Yeah.
Like what? The title alone, I'm like, I was laughing. I'm like, who am I antagonizing?
Yeah, you're right. It feels like a canned response.
It was actually my son liked it. He got a different response. So they might have a few that they put out, or I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was wicked funny though. Side Chat's antagonistic. I apologize to everyone if that's the case.
Yes, stop being so antagonistic.
I like Tom King's tweet. We've got this, preparing our whole lives for this. What comic book collectors have been preparing their entire lives for. Just sitting inside.
I feel like I made it this week because Tom King followed me on Twitter.
Oh, did he?
And I'm not quite sure why, because I didn't tweet anything that he should have. Like, they should have got his attention.
You hardly tweet anything.
I know. I think it was because Boom shouted out the store for offering, you know, alternative methods for delivering comics.
Oh, nice.
So maybe Tom King was following all the stores that got shouted. That's the only thing I could think of, because I only tweet once or twice a week. And the couple times where I've tweeted and actually tagged him in the tweets, he never followed me, but, you know, today, this week, out of the blue, he did. So I was like, well, now I need to tweet something just so,
he's replied to Brightside a few times, but he hasn't, he hasn't followed us yet, so that'll be nice. Hey, why don't you talk to him? You're buddies with him now, so why don't you talk to him, see if he can follow Brightside.
Yeah,
make him a friend of the podcast.
Yeah. I don't want to take advantage of our friendship.
Right.
So...
update on the Brightside Backcrackers delayed.
Yeah. Well, since there's no sports,
right. But
I haven't tuned into ESPN in the last week or so. I can't even imagine what those guys are doing over there.
Oh my God.
Talk about the poor, you know, I mean, here we are talking about like the waitress, the servers and all these people. I mean, the poor analysts at ESPN, those are the ones we really should be, you know, crying over.
Yeah.
Because what are they showing over there now? Bowling or, you know.
Yeah, it's I don't follow sports a lot anymore. Like I follow a few things, but I don't follow it as in depth as I used to. So it doesn't even faze me. I've seen a couple of creative things.
Oh, it doesn't faze me either. I'm just thinking there's an entire industry that exists around sports.
Right.
Not the sports themselves. It's like, what, I mean, again.
Gambling.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Like,
what are they doing? You know, like, the off-track betting guys, what are they doing right yeah. now? I mean, well, how are they putting money, how are they putting food on the table?
Horses running around the tracks with no jockeys on them.
Yeah. It's like.
But for your nighttime entertainment on Mondays and Thursdays, you can check out Backcracker, Dr. Joe.
Yeah, Dr. Joe.
Backcracker _ Dr. Joe on Twitch. Always a great follow. Always a great listen.
He Very plays colorful. MLB, so at least you can get
yeah,
some baseball.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. He plays MLB. They have a football league going and lots of Call of Duty and very colorful language. So, I mean, if that's your thing, it's my thing. It's very entertaining. So that's our Brightside Backcracker update for the week.
And for the next week and the week after also,
yeah,
really.
I've got that on record.
Yeah, just make it part of the intro.
Yeah. All right, we got anything else? Anything else of interest?
I don't think so.
We just jumped in tonight. No pre-talk, no nothing. Like, let's just get at it. Like, have some. It's. I just wanted to have a good time. It's been a long time. Been a long week.
Yeah, it has.
So, you want to give a teaser for Monday? I know you saw it.
Bloodshot?
Yeah.
Well, I saw it. What do you want to tease?
Are we going to have fun on Monday?
Well, it depends on if we have the same opinion or not. I don't know what your opinion is. I know what mine is. So I guess we will.
Oh, okay.
One way or the other.
I didn't know if you saw any of my tweets about it or likes. Or
oh, no,
I
haven't seen
oh,
anything
okay.
that you put out about it. Actually.
I didn't know. Okay. All right. Well, I think we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fun.
I was one of five people in the theater. I know that at noon on Sunday, opening weekend.
Well, so. I saw it twice. I saw it on opening night. I was one of eight. And on the last showing on Tuesday. So I was dying to see it in the really good cinema in X Plus. At Showcase X Plus, and on opening night they didn't have it in that. They had it in a little regular theater, which was kind of annoying. But
yeah, the XD theater that I go to also only had it at 7 p.m.
Yes,
it's like I didn't want to wait for that. I wanted to see it, you know, at noon. So I saw it at the smaller theater.
Yeah, so I waited. I bought on Tuesday morning. I'm sorry, on Tuesday morning my son was home. So I was like, oh, you want to see it tonight? And I go online, and they had already blocked out half the theater. So, like, everybody was spaced. They had seats in double seats in between everybody. And we were...
So even you and your son weren't allowed to sit side by side?
No, we were.
Oh, okay.
We were, but then there were everything was in pairs. You had two seats, two empty seats, two seats, two empty seats.
Okay, I was wondering how they did that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool when you see it, because when I first went on like an idiot, I looked and went, wow, all these people bought already in this perfect sequence? No, duh. but anyways, so we were two of the only three people in the theater at 7:30 on Tuesday night, and as you know, for Showcase shut down at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night, so that was the last movie. We were walking out, and a couple other people had seen other things. They're like, this is it. Take a picture. The last time you'll be in the theater. But, yeah, so it was good on the big screen. Better on the big screen, I think, than the little one. But we'll deep dive on that on Monday. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. All right, what are we – you ready to get into some comics?
Sure.
All righty. All right. Hey, what am I spending my money on this week?
All right, so the first book we have this week continues the Batman trend. Batman is super hot right now. Everything Batman is in demand. Batman 91 came out today. Both covers are selling for about $12. So, you know, quite a bit over cover price. And... pretty in demand. you know, I was sold out of this.
Did you get
really
a chance to read
on
that one today?
No, I haven't read it yet.
Oh, all right. It's I really like what he's doing.
I didn't get a chance to read a lot today, honestly. I just read three books. So, but yeah, like I said, definitely, you know, it's all leading up to the Joker War, but you know, this one doesn't have punchline or the design really doesn't have those characters, but still people are into it. So.
Yeah. Designer's in it.
Designer's in it, but punchline is not.
No.
All right. So following in the trend, we have Nightwing number 70. Another book. This one's actually quite a bit higher. This had jumped up to $35 last week in pre-sales. It's dropped a little bit now. They're currently both covers are selling for about $20. You know, this is the lead into Joker War, but it, once again, another book that you know I don't order any shelf copies for Nightwing at all. I order for subscribers and that's it because I don't. It doesn't sell at all. So. You know, again, I can't imagine a lot of stores had a million of these laying around because I didn't know in advance that this was going to be a, you know, a Joker War tie-in. If I missed it, maybe I missed it, but I know that a lot of people were looking for this today. Something that's not Batman related, we have Power Rangers Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issue number 4. Boom. Kind of surprised all the stores with a one per store thank you variant. So that is selling for about $30. And then Something Is Killing the Children, also from Boom. Same thing. They surprised us with a one per store thank you variant for this book, which is also selling for about $30. So cool. Every store got at least one. You know, go out there and see what you can find. Spider-Woman issue number 1, there was a secret variant also that seemed to be somewhere between 1 and 5 and 1 and 8. You know, people were guessing. But this has a picture of her in the Spider-Girl costume as opposed to Spider-Woman. And that's selling for between $25 and $35. I know I got one of these and I think I ordered 6 copies of the regular cover, so at least 1 in 5. And then, last but not least, we have Year of the Villain, Hell Arisen, number 4. So, not sure why this one, you know, we all know why number 3 was hot. Not sure what happened with this one. It might just be carryover. But this is selling for $20 to $25. And the variant cover is selling for between $35 and $40. Punchline doesn't appear. As far as I can tell, nothing special happens in the book. It's just the last issue of the miniseries. But it had a lot of demand, people picking it up. So whatever reason, that one's really hard to come by as well. And you know, and that's it. So, I mean, a lot of speculator books for a week where, you know, a lot of people weren't heading out to the stores. So it's quite a few to look for this week.
Oh, cool.
And that's it for speculators books.
All right. And now let's get into back issue bonus.
All right, so back issue bonus, we have Uncanny X-Men number 166. This is the first appearance of Lockheed the Dragon. This he was confirmed to appear in the movie it looks like we're never going to see, which is the New Mutants. Of all the movies I feel bad for, it's the New Mutants. Because that movie's had such a hard time ever getting to the theaters, and it finally had a release date, and now that's the one that they need to put directly to Disney Plus because I think people just need to see that. But in any case, when it ever does get to be able to be seen, Lockheed will be in it. And regular raw copies are selling between $20 and $30, and there's a lot of lower grade copies that are going for, you know, $8 to $10. So if you want one of these, it shouldn't be too hard to get. But you know, good copies are going to cost you about $30. Thor, God of Thunder, issue 19. This is the first appearance of Dario Agger. Looks like there's some confirmation / speculation that that's who Christian Bale is playing in the, Thor movie. So if that's the case, this book is, you know, going to continue to raise in price. Right now it's selling for about $30 pretty regularly. Excuse me. And then last but not least, we have Justice League number 50. This is from 2016. This was the last New 52 issue, I believe. This is the first appearance of the three Jokers. And now that that series has finally been scheduled 4 years later, this book is seeing some movement again, selling for between $10 and $12. So I wouldn't hold the release date. I wouldn't hold their feet to the fire on the release date at this point, though, because that may be up in the air. So that's it for back issue bonus.
Alrighty, let's get into FOC for next Monday.
All right, so FOC for Monday. And again, I'm going to throw up another disclaimer. Take this with a grain of salt because FOC plans are very up in the air right now. We may not be FOCing anything come Monday. You know, they're not really sure how they're going to proceed. But as it stands right now, this is what we have. And it's pretty small. There's not a ton of stuff on it. But what we do have is from Dark Horse, The Last Night of St. Hagen. That's a new miniseries. This is number one of four issues, and there's one cover. From DC, we have the Batman number 93 Francesco Mattina variant cover. They revealed that a couple of weeks ago. That's the Harley Quinn variant cover. It's really pretty cool. And there's no new series from DC. From IDW, we have Sleeping Beauties. This is a 10-issue miniseries. And there's multiple covers on the number one issue. From Marvel, we have no variant covers that were available. And we have three new series. Children of the Atom, issue number one. Empire, number one of six. And New Warriors, number one of five. All of those have multiple covers. Boom Studios has Faithless 2, issue number one. There's multiple covers for that. Aftershock has Dead Day, number one, with one cover. And Titan Comics has Life is Strange, Partners in Time. And there's multiple covers for that. And that's it for FOC.
All right. Let's get into checkout for this week.
Okay.
Knock yourself out.
Okay. Well, I was waiting for you to usually tell me which one to do.
Well,
first,
I've read one of them, but I'm like, okay. I'm feeling crazy this week, John. Let's just go off the cuff here.
All right. So the first book then that I have is from Aftershock Comics. It's called Artemis and Assassin, issue number one. This was written by Stephanie Phillips and it had art by Megan Hetrick and Francesca Fantini. So did you read this one?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So this book has to do with a time-traveling assassin, and it looks like which is assassin. And then Artemis is a spy from World War II, and looks like they're going to square off and try to kill each other. So I didn't like very much, to be honest with you. I don't want to beat around the bush. Yeah. I mean, it was okay, but I thought it was just didn't feel like there was a lot of substance to this. It was a lot of just pictures with not a lot of dialogue, I felt like. And it was over at the Staples. Like, it was very short, and then we had like a 2-3 page backup story, and then it was over. So there just wasn't a lot of meat here to really get to get to know these characters and really develop any kind of care for what was going on with them. So I thought the art was good. You know, the writing was fine, but I just didn't feel like there was enough here to really make me care about
it. So it's funny because I thought they were both time travelers. So maybe I'm wrong. And it's like, but what I was intrigued by a couple of the story points that, like, they travel through time and manipulate historical events.
Yes.
Which I thought intriguing. But I do agree with you that it was very, very short. It was, by the time the end of it, I was shocked it was over.
Yeah, I was too. I was like, I can't believe this is it.
Yeah. And it's funny because it comes with, like, the cover is a very heavy stock. So the
book, you think it's going to be a lot.
You feel it, but then the pages aren't as many. There aren't many pages.
Right.
But they hide the weight of the book with a heavy stock cover. So, you know, it gives you a feel like, wow, this is going to be really in depth. So that also lends to the, oh, wow, it's over already. I thought this was going to be longer. But I didn't think it, I liked it. I didn't think it was great. I thought it was too short. I didn't think it was like, oh man, awesome. It's not like, you know, bad reception type conversation you and I would have, but it was, you know, I thought it was decent. There were some intriguing plot points to it that I thought, and the ending of it, I thought was interesting the way they wrapped it. And you're like, oh, okay. It's not, not like super cliffhanger, but it, like most number ones, they're going to end with something to keep you coming back.
And they did. I mean, there was a little bit of a cliffhanger. Like I said, I don't know. I just didn't feel like I got it just didn't get me invested. It just wasn't, for me, there wasn't enough there to get me to really care that much. I just wished it would have been a little bit longer story because, like I said, the art was good and the idea was, you know, it's intriguing, but I don't know. It left me wanting a little bit more.
Yeah. So I could see that. I can see that. I can't say I didn't like it, but I agree with you, though. The book I read is, so I read two, that one, and I read Red Border number one from, well, it says here, Artists, Writers, and Artisans.
Yeah.
Upshot. It was really, really good. I thought the art was really good. Yeah. So this story is almost like hyper-realistic, the story itself. Like I said, I really enjoyed the artwork. It, you know, they were the painting, the stuff. It's not hyper realistic artwork, but it's. I really enjoyed the artwork. It was very realistic, but not hyper realistic, like we were saying in like Joker, Harley Quinn, The story I thought was really hyper realistic, which is weird to say. So it's about these people that are trying to get over the Mexican border, and the fear that they're living with on the other side in Mexico. And it from page one, it just brings you right into basically what it's like to live under what I'm assuming like the cartel. And like they say on page one, like, hey, everything down here is don't say anything. If the police ask you something, pretend you're a mute. And that's the fear they live under. 'Cause if you speak up, something bad could happen to you, right? And all of a sudden, this thing just turns into like a mess. And they're trying to get over the border. They're trying to run away. It's just a really, really intriguing, scary, realistic story that you're like, are people really going through this?
Right.
And then the way it ends, it leaves you on a cliffhanger that, it's not your typical cliffhanger where you're going to go, I can't wait to find out what happens next. It's almost like anything else. Like, what is going to happen here? Where's this story going? And I found it to be like, you know, I'm on my fun binge and everything. Well, this isn't fun, but it was a very interesting and heavy, good read. I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
Did you get to hear anything about it? Did you know anything about that one?
Well, I mean, I know the company basically is brand new and they, you know, have just launched a whole wave of books. They had two books come out today.
Yeah.
Resistance was the other one. I didn't get a chance to read either one of them, so I can't really speak to them, but I will read them.
So I really, the funny, Archangel 8 came out today.
Oh, that's the other one. Yeah.
As well. So I actually want to go back and get that one. I enjoyed this one, and I liked it's an adult read, too. I enjoyed the writing. I enjoyed the idea, and I'm wondering if, like, the tagline for Archangel is meet God's plausible deniability, and it's a guy, like, you know, a military guy with angel wings, and I'm like, that's intriguing.
Yeah.
So I had a bunch of books today. I knew I wasn't going to be able to do a lot of reading, so I picked this one. Ernie said he was really looking forward to this one, so I grabbed this one over Archangel. But the funny thing is my son almost grabbed Archangel 8, but he didn't because it said Archangel 8. He's like, well, I didn't read 1 through 7.
Oh.
But it's Archangel 8, book 1 of like 5 or 4
right.
or something.
Right.
But
that's
he
just
didn't
the
know
name.
That. He's yeah. like, oh, that, oh, okay. And so I actually will probably go back and get Archangel 8. And that's based off of Red Border. I really enjoyed Red Border.
Cool.
So, yeah, oh, sorry.
Check, yeah, I need to check those out.
Writer on that is Jason Starr, art by Will Conrad, and Ivan Nunes, cover art by Tim Bradstreet.
Cool.
Alrighty. All right, now I'm interested to hear about Wicked Things, because I didn't right. read that one.
Yeah, so Wicked Things from Boom Studios was written by John Allison, and it had art by Max Sarin. So you know if it's Boom, I'm going to read it. I really like pretty much everything they do.
Yeah, I would have grabbed it. I didn't see it today. I don't know
yeah,
why.
So this takes place in the world of Giant Days, which I didn't know until after I read it. And this is the same creative team from Giant Days. And that's not a series that I've ever read, so it didn't really matter to me one way or the other. And you definitely don't have to have read any of that to read this book. But I guess this is actually not a new character. She's been around for a while. So, you know, if you have read Giant Days, you'll know all about this character. I felt the same way about this book as I did. Remember when we read BB Free a while back and I liked the book. Yeah. I liked that book, but I don't feel like I was the audience for it. And I kind of feel the same way about this one. This is like a YA, you know, young adult story. So while it was really good, it's not my thing. Like, I just really wasn't into it. It had a pretty interesting twist at the end, but, if you like Giant Days, I would imagine that this is something that you'll really enjoy. And, you know, again, if you're, you know, teenage, tween age years, this is something for you. I would recommend this to, you know, people coming in looking for books for, you know, teenagers or
sounds
you know,
like my reading level
readers. Yeah. Yeah. So
is it fun?
It is fun. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like
I'll
I said, it's fun.
I'll have to
fun.
Check it out.
It's fun and it is interesting. Like I said, the story is pretty good. The art is good. It, like I said, it's just not my genre. It's just not really, I don't think you and I are the audience for this book.
Okay.
But I don't want to take anything away from it because it was well done. And like I said, if you know, it's definitely going to have its fans out there, and it's definitely worth picking up. But you know, like I said, for me, I probably won't continue to read it just because it's not my thing. So,
all right, I read another book that I'm not putting in our checkout list, but kind of puzzled. Did you see or hear about Starship Down? By Dark Horse Comics.
I mean, I remember it be you know when I was ordering. I didn't order any of it, so
yeah.
I didn't get any.
I was really disappointed in this because I thought it was going to go in one direction. Like, I thought it had potential to go in a decent direction, and by the end of book one, all you're left with, very much like how you felt after Artemis and Assassin, in that
yeah.
there was no development, and they did a decent, I guess they did a decent job in developing a story. The problem is, it's an old story, and it's
okay.
and it's in the title, Starship Down, and the cover it shows her like she's an archaeologist, and they're bringing her out if she's even she's some kind of scientist. They're bringing her out because they discovered a spaceship buried.
Okay.
Which is like even going to Superman or, you know, Alien vs. Predator or any
right.
of these, or Sphere, you know, where they bring, it's the same old story, and there's a little reveal at the end, but I'm just like, okay, this is a story that I've heard
yeah.
a thousand times over, and I was waiting for the new take on it, and I didn't get
it. Wasn't there. Yeah.
yeah. So I was like, I was kind of disappointed, and I was like, do I not talk about it? Do I talk about it? But I was like,
no, I mean, it's worth talking about if you read it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just, I thought it had potential, and then it's just if you check it out, it's the same. You'll see it's the same story that you've heard, right. And I don't know where it's going to go from here. I'm not going to follow it, but I was pretty disappointed in it.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I did get, like I said earlier, I did get to read Batman 91. I really enjoyed. I like what he's doing, what Tinian's doing with it. A lot of good action, dialogue. The story, I think, is really fun. It's really ramping up. And they, for some way, somehow, he always leaves it at the end where you're like, oh boy, okay, right. Can't wait for the next one. I think you'll. I can't wait to talk to you about it. And did you get to read Star Wars?
I did read Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go first. I think it's kind of like waning a little.
Well,
it
I didn't understand a couple of things. Like,
you want to get to that and lock the door in a little
bit? I guess, yeah.
And maybe we'll hash that out, because
yeah.
Maybe
sure
I didn't
you're
either.
Sure you're thinking
but
the same thing that I'm thinking of, but.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think so. If it's not, we have two things to talk about.
But, yeah, it definitely wasn't the high that we had from the last issue.
Or the first issue.
No, I mean, I liked the first three quite a bit, so I'm not going to say it's waning just after one book.
Yeah, it's coming down to being just very good.
Yeah, this definitely wasn't on the same caliber as the last couple, and it seemed like it contradicted issue two. So,
yes. Yeah, so. All right. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I thought the exact. I mean, so if you haven't read it.
I was like, scratching my head. I was like,
I'm like, did they forget what they wrote because it was two books ago? I literally thought that. And I was thinking of you. I was like, we've got to talk about this. I hope he read it. But yeah. I really read this just before we came on.
Okay.
I'm kind of far behind. But usually I do my reading during the day. But my son's working with me now, so we work harder, faster, and we talk the whole time. So I don't get a chance to read during the day. Oh, well, I get more work done.
That's right.
But, yeah, so I did all my reading when I got home tonight, and this one just before we came on. And I was like, oh, God, I hope. Because if I had read this morning, I would have, like, I definitely would have tweeted out, been like, can't wait to talk to John tonight.
And right.
Like, all right, I'll read it. But, oh, I'm glad you did. Glad you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll lock the door in a few minutes about that.
Okay.
One other thing I wanted to mention while people are, you know, we're all locked in and looking for stuff. I know I'm late to the party, but anybody else that is looking for something and haven't watched, what is it? Alternate Carbon. What is it?
Oh, Altered Carbon. Yeah, I
Altered
told you
Carbon.
That last week.
Yeah.
I'm eight episodes into the first season right now.
I'm three.
And oh, yeah. It's so good.
Yes. Yeah, it's really
so
good.
Good.
Adult.
Very
really
adult,
good
yeah.
Adult sci-fi. Yeah. So good. The problem is, and you know this probably more than the listeners, my wife's got a little issue with her head right now, and she can't handle some lights and sounds for very long. So we watch this show, and she likes it too. So we have to watch one, and then she's like, okay, maybe in a little while.
Need a break.
Like, and
yeah.
I'm dying to watch that.
I think I mentioned this to you last week. Like
you said for the other podcast, you're like, this is really good.
As far as the HDR and the Dolby Vision and the sound, to me, this is the best thing that Netflix has done so far. Like, it is so –
yeah,
to me,
it's
it
good.
Looks, it looks
Netflix
so
has
good.
Good stuff, but
it
for
does,
this podcast,
the
I
colors,
thought the story is so good. It's
yeah.
It's a cross between like I'm Blade Runner and like Matrix and
no, like yeah,
all
it's like
of
a mashup
stuff.
Of like every Everything. Science fiction
it's
you've ever
so,
seen.
So good,
yeah.
And yeah, it's just a I don't want to say fun, but it's a
it's not fun, but it's well, deep, I mean, it is kind of
entertaining
fun, but
entertaining story. Yeah. You really like the
grim.
Characters.
Yeah.
It's funny watching that. Like, I know, and we bring this up a lot here, is like the post-apocalyptic.
I know.
And, you know, how, like, why it's so grim. And my wife my wife mentioned, why do they always make the future so bad?
Yeah.
And I said, I paused.
Because look at the present. Where else could we get to?
No, but I said to her, I got a little deeper than I think she wanted out of the question. And I went, I go, that's what motivates us.
Yeah.
Because if we all pictured the future as bright, what would we have to work for?
Right.
So we all like, the future's this, and it gives us something to work towards. Like, let's not have that happen.
Right.
You know? And it's like, and then I thought about it more. I'm like, maybe that is the reason. I was just stabbing in the dark, but
it's not all Star Trek.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's very, very entertaining. It's really good.
Well, wait, because you got a pretty good ride coming up.
I know.
Yeah. I can't wait to get back to the last two for the season. So,
yeah, that's the other thing with all of this going up. Both of my kids are back home now because their schools have been shut down. So it's like I'm sharing the theater.
Yeah.
I'm sharing my theater. So it's like I can only get in there. I'm like, we're scheduling time.
I say you have a schedule on the wall outside. From 8 to 12, I get to watch Altered Carbon.
Right. So, yeah. But, no, really, really good. That's a good one. I know a lot of people have seen it. I know I'm late to the party on that.
Well,
one,
I'm late to the party, too, because I just started watching it last week.
Yeah. There's two seasons of it, so really looking forward to finishing that.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it a lot, too.
Yeah. So. All right. Is that it?
I think so.
All right. What are you guys doing for entertainment out there? Let us know. Let everybody know on Twitter @brightside_chat. I retweet a lot of the stuff people are doing just for entertainment purposes. We're trying to keep busy. Everybody's trying to come up with something to do. Email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com or check out, if you're bored, looking for something to listen to, go to nerdylegion.com. A lot of great podcasts there. And everybody's doing what we're doing, like talking, you know, coronavirus. And it's funny, the guys on what did we watch this week, they're like, I didn't really watch much. I was like, the one thing everybody's doing
that's all you can do is watch TV.
And they're like, I didn't watch much, let's talk coronavirus. And I thought it was awesome. It was they're so entertaining. It was great. But I was just laughing at them. I'm like, wait a minute, so when you're super busy you watch TV, when you got nothing else to do? I got it's awesome. On your favorite podcast platforms, please rate, review, and subscribe. See how I switched that up, John?
I did, yes. Yeah.
I didn't want to throw you going for a with loop. That. Yeah, yep. See? Keeping our listeners on their toes, too.
And the hosts.
So, all right. That's it for this week. We are going to lock the door, and we will talk Star Wars #4, because we're up in the air on what happened. So, if you've read that, stick around. If not, go read it, then come back. If not, we will see you on Monday with our Bloodshot breakdown.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred. All right, Corona Joe, is the door locked?
It is.
I forgot to mention that earlier.
My tag.
I was like, there
week.
Is no way that that name came up random.
Wouldn't
for
that
you.
Be awesome if that was random?
It'd be kind of cruel.
Yeah.
like, let's put Corona Joe in. All right, so door's locked. We're talking spoilers on Star Wars #4. All right, well, what? You're talking about the lightsaber.
Yeah, the lightsaber. It's like at the end of issue 1 or 2. I think it was issue 1. We see somebody else picking up the saber after it falls from Luke's hand.
Yeah,
I think it was the end of issue
dark,
1.
Yeah, it was a
and it
dark...
looked like a robed figure. You know, obviously you couldn't really tell who it was.
No, you just saw a hand.
Right.
It was a elbow down.
Yeah.
And like just reached out, gloved, robed hand.
Yeah. So you're like, okay, well, somebody picked up that. Because we even talked about it last issue when we were like, well, Luke's looking for the saber, but he's not going to find it because we saw somebody else pick it up.
Yeah, it's then, not going to be in the trash compactor or trash area or whatever.
And then as you're going through the issue, you get to a page where Luke has kind of like a force vision where he sees like Vader and Yoda and Obi-Wan. And then there's like a robed figure down at the bottom holding the lightsaber. And you're like, okay, well, that must be the person that has the saber. And then Luke says, oh, I got to go follow this lead because I have a vision of a woman. So, like, we're led to believe there's all these things going on. And then you get to the last page and a freaking Ugnaught picks up the lightsaber from the trash pile. And right. I'm like, what is going on here? Like,
yeah,
I don't know what's going on. So
that page, the page you're talking about where he has the force visions, those actually I thought were really cool because, well, for two reasons.
Well, they were cool.
Well,
when it was leading to something.
No, but those weren't visions. Those were, memories.
Or
futures. Yeah. Because those were all lines from the movie.
Right.
All right. They all came from the movie. This is the weapon of a Jedi Knight. We all know
right,
where
but
that came from.
But the line from the Emperor where he says, take your weapon, that hadn't happened yet. That was
right.
A future vision.
That's a future
that's
vision.
From Empire.
And
I mean, from Jedi.
Yeah, and then Yoda, your weapons, you will not need them. That's
which
from
was
when
from
he went
Empire.
Into the tree. Yeah.
Right, but that had already happened. But in the bottom left-hand page, there's like a robed figure that you don't know who it is that looks like it's holding that saber.
Right. Those ones are written differently, though. They have different colored font. It's like a purple color. So I'm wondering if that's... I mean, who could that be? I think that's...
Well, I think it's somebody we haven't met. I think it's a new character.
That.
Yeah.
Right. And I agree with you. I thought that was weird.
Well, and it all made sense because I thought it was leading to something. But then you get to the last page and it's like it undid everything that was being built up for the first four issues. I'm like, I don't get it, you know?
Right. So. Yeah. When you see, it wasn't the last page, but it was the reveal that an Ugnaught has it. And you're like, huh?
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was like literally scratched my head. I was like, I don't understand now what's going on.
Right. Because the whole part before that, when he's in the, and I was actually thinking that same idea he had where he was going to use the force and try to pull
he's
it
like,
out.
Because
I thought of that too. I'm like, why don't you just use the force and pull it out? I'm like, instead of searching through everything.
Right.
I liked his description. It's like a cylinder with like some black grips on it and a couple of buttons. And they're all looking at him, but how about Leia?
And then the whole Leia thing
to Luke through the carbonite,
right? Well, that didn't bother me. I thought that was actually kind of
cool. Yeah,
but
I like that.
I thought they basically dismissed the whole carbonite thing too, because they just thawed her out immediately, and they thawed her out so fast that she never even got carbonite sickness. So
no, but
again,
they did know that it happened. But
well,
they
Lando
did give
said
you the
something.
Lando's like, oh yeah, she won't even have to. So you. They did give you enough information
I know,
that it
but
was
it
like
still
she's going to.
She didn't have firsthand information.
Well, she's got a lot more now.
And he didn't say that to her. He said it while she was still frozen, so she didn't even hear that.
No, but it's to stand to reason that she's going to learn in the like.
But again,
you know,
it still goes back to in Empire. They intimate that the first person that was ever frozen was Han Solo.
Right,
but. Now right. They're making it seem like all kinds of people have been frozen. So, I don't know. I feel like as good as they were doing in the first three issues, this issue kind of just was not written. It was almost like it was written by somebody else who hadn't read the first three issues yet. You know?
Yeah, yeah, it did. Like, but they end you on that. The one I wanted to ask you about at the end with, where we don't know where Luke's going.
Right.
But do you know where he's going?
No.
No,
I don't. I think, again, this is when he mentioned the woman. I don't know who that. I don't know who that is. Like, I think this is something that is going to be new to canon. Like, it's not something that I think is related to the movies. But it could answer where he gets additional training from without going back to Yoda.
Right.
You know, I think she's going to have something to do with his training, because obviously if she's speaking to him through the force somehow, you know, it's got to be somebody that's proficient
right.
with the force. So
I'm
curious to see where that's going to go. I really did like how they did kind of retcon how he got his X-Wing back, which
Yeah.
I had never even, that never dawned on me in 40 yeah. years. I never was like, how do you get the X-Wing back? He left it at Cloud City. I never thought twice about that until he said it in this book. And I was like, oh,
well, you were too worried to figure out how Leia knows how to manipulate the carbonite.
You know, too much other stuff to worry about. Is it, you know, is he really Luke's father? You know, I wasn't thinking about his X-Wing.
Too many other details. yeah. Not the big ones, the giant X-Wing left on a...
right.
But no, so like, I was wondering if anybody knows it. Like, that has to be a clue. The trinary star system, water world, red masses.
Well,
that's,
I don't know.
Clue.
I think it
that's
could...
where he's headed.
Right, but I don't know that it has to be something we're familiar with. Like I said, it could be something they're making up. You know, because there are going to be a lot of new characters, you know, things that go forward. So, but yeah, overall, it just wasn't as strong of an entry as the last couple, and it seemed to undo some of the things it was building.
The intrigue.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I said it's kind of waning. Like it's gone down. It's still really good.
Yeah.
It's just not, I mean, we were like on the edge of our seats.
Well, again, and I read it. I had to read it. Like I picked it up today. It's the only thing I read except for my two.
I'll be excited for five.
Well, I
want
to
see where he's headed, but it's, I'm
hoping. But now the whole mystery of the saber is just, I don't understand.
It's now. Yeah. And that's a good way to put it. It's like, I don't think it's over. It's just we don't understand.
Yeah.
Like they've
unless
kind of...
whoever picked it up threw it in the trash. I mean, could be, right?
Right.
What is this thing, you know? Or maybe he picks it up, hits the button, and stabs himself in the eye and kills himself, and it just falls in the, you know, I don't know. It just was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, they can't all be great.
No, they can't.
You gotta have some average ones or very good ones. And I'm hoping that five, this big reveal of where he's headed is gonna really bring us back.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And we have what, Vader coming out next week? Not next week, the week after.
2 weeks, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's every two weeks we get one of them.
Bounty Hunters, I believe, comes out next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right. Is that it? Any other spoilers you'd like to talk about? You got any, you know, any adult stuff you'd like to get off your chest like last week?
No. I'm reading The Boys now.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm 12 issues deep on that right now. Two graphic novels.
The first ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you read the first one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not loving it. I mean, it's fine. It's definitely, I don't know.
It's more adult than the show was.
I am not an overly sensitive person. You know that about me.
That's just like the third week in a row you've said that.
But
you started crying again?
Well, no, it's the...
I'm just kidding.
It's very not politically correct. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
And, like, again, like I said, I'm not overly sensitive, but it actually is bugging me a little bit. Like, how...
Really?
Not politically correct this really is. You know? Like, I don't think you could get away with this book now. I mean, it was written, 13 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't think in the woke climate that we live in now that you could write this book.
Why this book was like, you read it and you're like, this is crazy. Yeah. And you know, like, that's why the show couldn't be that way.
But even with all that being said, like, I don't know. It seems to be dragging a lot. Like, nothing's like 12 issues in and nothing's really happened. You know? So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not loving it. I'm going to keep reading it, but I'm not really. I don't like it nearly as much as I liked the show.
So. Yeah. Well, the show really moves.
Yeah.
So they compressed a lot into it. So.
Yeah.
And
but it's also very adult.
Season two. Yes, it is very very adult.
Yeah.
And like I said, when we did our review of it, the book is way more adult than the show was.
Yeah.
So, that's the nicest way I could put that.
Yes.
All right. Is that it?
Yes.
We're good?
I think so.
All right. Let's get out of here, and we will be back on Monday. Thanks for hanging in. Have a great weekend.
All right. Take care.
Can I hit stop now?
I think so. Unless we have anything else to record.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas.
You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.